Turn your Bibles, ladies and gentlemen, with me to 2 Corinthians. And I want to push some more tonight in this thought that I've said, the word is your life. And I said, I'm serious about that. It's not just a cliche. The word is your life. And let me make two remarks very quickly as you open. You listen as well, multitasking. So you listen and you open. When you sort out the health or the well-being of your mind, you actually sort out the quality of the life you will live. Did you get that? Let me put it in another way. If you can clean up your mind, you improve on the quality of life that you will live. When you'll be able to sort out your mind, the well-being. So in other words, don't be worried about the quality of life. Be worried about the state of your mind. Do you see? And you see, I've been building on the health of the mind, you know, for a few weeks. And you find that I still have a long way to go because I haven't actually landed on the word of God. But I want us to see that the area that every Christian must take care of is the mind. You know, if your mind is not done, then your life can never be done. Because, you see, the quality of life, the extent of life, the length of life, even that you will live, is a product of your mind. Praise God. And that is why this is critical, crucial. I wish that you don't miss, you know, this series as I teach and teach and teach on it. So I really want us to sort out the well-being, the health of our mind so that our lives, you know, will be qualitative enough. Our lives will shine enough. I don't know whether you know, or let me get you to see this. You can actually know what is going on somebody's mind when you see the way it looks. You know that sometimes is what is going on in your mind, again, that determines the kind of dress that we see on you. You know, so sometimes I take up my workers when I see the way one of them looks. I say, is there anything wrong? It's not about the clothes I want to talk. I want to see that the person is not having issue. And you find out most of the time, you know, some of them will break down, either in tears, or some will say, oh God, there's a problem. I didn't read their mind, and I haven't said that the Holy Ghost said to me. It's just the way they look. You know, it's the way they look. You know, I had a worker many years. She's working with an international organization now. Some of my people here will know. She's always on high heel. And her own high heel is not normal. It's the high heel that when it's coming, when that gets, everybody knows that, you know, this person is coming. You know, the high heel of co. And carries very well. The high heel is about 4 feet. And, you know, she carries the high heel very well. You know, so one day I took her up. And then when we are done in the office, she changes to slippers. And I said, why? He said, sir, that look actually energizes me. Do you understand? To walk. He said, it gives me vibes. It gives me energy. And she's actually very hardworking. Highly committed. You know, it's because in her mind, she has seen that the way I look will determine my effectiveness. I talked to one that used to dress uniquely. And suddenly I found out she was in that. I called her. I said, what is the problem? You know the problem. Other colleagues have said, show Nikani. And that started realizing that. Did you do that? So I'm trying to say that you can actually know people. What is going on in their mind from the way they look. You have sometimes people that are giving up on life. They just look shabby. You know? And that is why mind is very, very powerful. I know of a man, he's passed on now. When they gave me a diagnosis that he has a kind of cancer and gave him some dates, few months, You know what he did? He went to buy a brand new car. And then he went to get a new piece of land. You know, he built that house, finished the house, lived in the house, drove his brand new car. And somebody said, in a few months, you understand? He said, begin to wind down. He said, me wind down, I'm going to begin to live. It's all a product of the mind. And that is why this is critical. It's the same thing I spoke about last week, you know, about whether you live or die. Sometimes, you know, somebody says that I'm sick. And you say all kind of things to the person, he will never say otherwise. You know, he's sick. You are not. Sir, I am. You are not. Okay, you are. The Bible says, by the stripes of the Lord you were healed. I haven't seen it. So when I'm sorted out, or let me put it, to be effective and functional, your mind must be operating at the frequency of God. Did you get that? Your life to be functional. Functionality of mind means that you're able to know the current deal, what God is saying now. Of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. See what the Bible says, and I begin to press on from there. 1 Corinthians 2. The Bible says, verse 2:16. Okay. The spiritual man. Okay, let me go back a bit. Let me start from verse 14. The man without the spirit. Let me start from 11. Okay. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no man knows the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. We haven't received the spirit of the world, but the spirit, who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. That is, what we speak not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So two things I want you to see here. This translation did not give me the vibe. Do you understand? But it's still okay. You know, I'll not say that you want to get a Bible, you get KJV. I know that Christians KJV, but that is the translation that is closest, you know, to the original interpretation. All other translations are watered down, disturbed. Okay, I know what I want to say now. So you listen. From those passages that I read, it's talking about two kind of minds. Now, KJV talks about the natural mind, and it talks about spiritual mind. So you can see there are two kind of minds. The natural mind, and then you have the spiritual mind. Now, the natural mind, we always think, now look at me, the natural mind always from outside. to inside. The natural mind cannot believe. You know why? Because the natural mind is operating from the outside to the inside. So it does not have capacity to believe. And that's why actually, you know, an unbeliever is operating a natural mind. Because, you see, he's thinking based on what he sees. He's thinking based on the environment. He's thinking based on the information, you know, that he's gotten. And that is why, you see, the man that cannot operate at the level of God. So, in other words, the frequency, you know, on jam. You know that sometimes if you're in an environment, if you are using techno, you say, network, you are looking for network. You know, because you are using chinko, but you use iPhone. Do you understand that? It picks the network. The same way is the natural mind. The natural mind is chinkoism. He is always looking. He's not operating at the level of God. Now, God is discharging all the time. In other words, the network, you know, of heaven is ever constant. But the problem is that you don't get it because of the state of your mind. Did you get that? You don't get it. You are not connected because you are not operating at the same frequency. But glory to God, the spiritual mind. The spiritual mind, the Bible calls that mind, is the mind of Christ. I like a translation that says, you know, this one says, for we have the mind of Christ. A translation says, for we understand the thoughts of Christ. Because we've gone to operate at the level of Christ. Why do people die? Why do people miss out in life? Because they are not picking the antenna. And so they are walking in the dark. That's the way the Bible has put the unbeliever. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Let's see that very quickly. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. If I don't carry my big Bible, JJ, I won't carry small Bible now. You know, the thing they do me, blah, blah, blah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. See what the Bible says here. It says, the God of this age, you need to get that. He said, the God of this age has blinded. Did you see that? The minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. No, they want to see. You don't get it. They want to see. Like when we were praying the other time, who doesn't want fire to flow in Nigeria? You understand? Except there's a demon that's operating somewhere. Some people just say, no, something must not work. Did you get that? You know, that is demonic. The same way the Bible says that the God of this world has blinded. That is, again, qualifying the natural mind. The natural mind does not have capacity to receive God. It does not just have it. No matter how nice that, you know, natural mind is, it does not have. So, Cornelius, what happened to him? Acts chapter 10, you know, God said to Paul, he said, Paul, he said, the sacrifice of Cornelius has come as a memorial. But see, Cornelius is a good man. He gives alms, he pays his tithes, he remembers the poor, he does all things well. But you see, he's still a natural man. You know, sometimes you think because it's nice. You know, this is where I pity some young ladies. I say, that guy, I was talking to one of my daughters in the Lord. I said, I saw a man. I said, fantastic.
I said, is he a Christian? Yeah, he says, no, a Christian, but he's a nice man. Ah, Molo Tirogo. I said, pick race. Who is a nice man? You understand? Who is a nice man? Even when they said to Jesus, he said, you're a good man. He said, there's no, I'm a man, you know that we do that. He said, there's no good man. That's Jesus. You want to walk with a natural mind, you are done for. Because you can never operate at the same frequency. It's either, listen, as a spiritual-minded person, it's either you now tune down your frequency, and then you come to the frequency of your natural mind. Your destiny. Is it not the natural mind that should tune up? So that's what the Bible is saying here. The Bible says that a natural mind can never... He says it's not the natural mind's fault. It's not his fault. The Bible says the devil that has blinded the mind. So he can't comprehend. I was talking to somebody years back. I don't know who came to my office and I was sharing this. And I said, for the first time, actually, I saw and experienced resistance to gospel. I was talking to somebody about the fact that you must come to church. You must go to the right church. The person goes to fire and brimstone. You know, and we are having a conversation. And for the first time, I could see what I was saying bouncing back. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. You know what it means. You know that when you are teaching, preaching, sometimes you know that people are grappy. You know that sometimes some people are not getting it. You will feel it. I don't know. Preachers, you know what I'm talking about. You will feel it. And in this particular case, one-on-one, I saw that. Tami Danu, Mombaso Roike, Tami Danu. You know, and for the first time, I realized what the Bible was saying, that they have eyes they could not see. On Lord Church. On Pangwata. You get that? They say, no, that's not the way to go. You know, that's natural mind. Spiritual mind don't keep. So there's something that must happen to our mind if we actually want to operate at the level of the kingdom of God. We miss a lot in the kingdom, you know, because we don't operate spiritual mind. The Bible says you've been lifted, you know, with Jesus, seated at the right hand side of God. And some believers, we don't get that because we are not in tune. Romans chapter 8. We read that before, but I want to read it again and link it up with what I'm saying. To make us to know that eventually, natural... Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. The Bible says here, it said, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires. That is talking about natural mind, isn't it? But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life. Now, that's spiritual mind. In other words, the moment that we tune in spiritually, that we're able to sanitize the mind, the moment our mind is born again, then we enter. But he said, as long as you have natural life, you know, it's death. It's destruction. And that is why we must ensure that our minds are born again. Our minds yield to things that are cultivated on it. Either life or death. Our minds are cultivated. Your mind stands between your spirit. I said this in the first class or second class. You know, need to go and download that. And then you have your flesh. So the mind is there. The mind will eventually yield to what is planted to the mind. What are you growing? So what's in a mind
will be seen. It's a matter of a year, 2-3 years, because you find out that that's what begins to rule your life. And that's why I say to people that Christianity is spiritual. Christianity, okay, I don't know whether you heard me say this before. Let me say it for those that haven't heard it before. Now, there are two ways you can live your Christian life. Two ways. How many ways? Two you can live. Now, the two of them, you are trying to live a Christian life. One will produce results to an extent, but it will begin to fail. One will produce a result forever. But see, the one that will produce the result forever is the one that is slow. You live your life positively by following the instructions of God. You can live your life negatively by giving yourself rules. What do I mean? I want to overcome desires. So, the way I want to do it in church, I will not sit beside a lady, because when I sit beside a lady, I get vibes. Do you see that? So, that's one of the ways to overcome it, isn't it? You know, like some of our people do. If you want to shake the opposite sex, they don't want contaminated. What other negative way, you know, that we live our lives? You know, in other words, negativism in Christian living is a life that is full of love. That is mental. In other words, if you don't want to do this, you do this. If you want to do this, you do this. It's a way to live. Did you get it? That's another way to live as a Christian. And that's why you see a lot of churches, they still do like that now. I know a church, you know, if two people are engaged, they don't meet in their various homes. They meet in church. Sister Aure, you know, we meet in church auditorium. I say, Brother Shola, yes, sir. You know, we meet in the church auditorium. And then when we meet in the church auditorium, our supervisor there, you know, will still be around. And then you go home. Do you see that? You know, that's the way they live. But live your life that way, laws will fail. As a matter of fact, because law is not sustainable, that's why we have dispensation of grace. But the positive way to live your life is to follow the word of God. Look at me very well. I want you to get this. Look at me very well. You see, hello. So it is a process. When you are living by God's word, look, I still have this challenge. I still have this battle. But I'm still staying with God's word. I'm still staying with God's word. You know, there's somebody that gave testimony, you know, and Mokola, even I've forgotten that I shared that word. I said to them, you know, it was a Bible study like this. I was teaching some series on Wednesday. But I said, look, if you have some vices, still come to church. You know what vices, you know, get a Christian to do? He wants you to run away from church. He wants you to run away. He doesn't want you to come to church. But listen, you have to say to yourself, yes, I know I have this problem. I know I have this challenge. I know I have this vice. But again, I want to continue to expose myself to God's word. So it's a war of me staying with God's word and then my challenge.
when you stay with God's word, that's what I'm saying, that that is slow, but it's sure. As long as you stay with the word of God sincerely, you stay with the word of God continuously, it's a matter of growth. I hope I'll be able to get to that place before we round up. It's a matter of growth. So, what I'm saying to you tonight is that if you are naturally minded, a natural mind will die. A natural mind cannot survive sickness. A natural mind cannot survive disease. Because you are operating at a very, very wrong frequency. 2 Corinthians 10, 2 to 4. And so how do you begin to cultivate? You know, I said your mind is just there. It is what you begin to put in the mind that matters. So this person just said, when I said to him, he said he has a vice, I think. And he said, when Pastor Shola said, he gave this testimony in church. So it's not that he's eating. He said, when he said that you should begin to come. And he said, so I continue to come. I continue to come. And I will still do my stupid thing. And I continue to come. He said, it just came to a time I got tired. That is the mind now bending towards, you know, God's word. But if you run away, and that's what we do sometimes, Christians, we just condemn everybody. We condemn everything. You know, we, as if you did not pass through the route and God helped you to overcome it. And so what you do as a spiritual mind is get people to come. Salvation, when God was preaching salvation and Jesus was for us on the cross, he did not say that go and clean and then be saved. He did not say go and overcome, you know, a problem and then come. He did not say, you know, go and pass your exam and then come. In fact, he stayed, one of the disciples, he said, let me go and say bye-bye to the people. So he said, no, you just follow me immediately. The way God expects us to relate with him is come as you are, as dirty as you are, as you clean as you think you are, as filthy as you think you are, you just come. The process of exposure to the word of God will begin to clean you up. As long as you expose yourself to God's word. And that's why I have this, my popular saying that said, don't write off anybody that stay with God's word. No matter how bad the person looks to you, as long as he stays with the word of God, don't write the person off. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Bible says here, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not be able to be bold. As I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. Some people that think that, you know, we are naturally minded. We are carnally minded. He said, no, we don't live by the standards of this world. He said, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power. So see here. He said we're in a warfare. That's the first thing I want you to see. And said the kind of warfare we're in war with is not the kind of warfare. He said the warfare we're involved with is spiritual. So the first thing I want you to see is that sanitizing your mind or getting your mind to be born in is warfare. That's the first point I want you to see. The process of the salvation of the mind is warfare. You know why? Because is the place the issues of life come from. Whether you want to do well, whether you are not going to do well, the Bible says life flows. Why? The devil, because he doesn't want you to live a fulfilled life, does not attack the physical. He attacks your mind. You will see now the stages. Please, can you get me KJV? You see the stages here. And you find out that it's talking about the level of series or that you need to do concerning your mind. Now, here the Bible, number two, besides the fact that it's warfare, number two, the Bible, like I said the other time, is not talking negativity. So, it's not saying that these things will not happen. Because living in this world, but it's not talking about how you're going to do battle. Praise the Lord. So, 2 Corinthians, I thought you are giving me KJV. Okay. Okay, 2 Corinthians. So, you see some levels of the dealing of the mind. I don't like the way it's put it here. Okay. It said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the Lord, pulling down strongholds. So, you can see here that there are various levels of agility that going on in our mind. Number one, strongholds. That's the first thing. Number one, stronghold. Now, stronghold is a cage of the mind. It's a hold that is strong. It's a belief that is strong. Somebody says he's going to die tomorrow. What tells you are going to die tomorrow? I shall know I'm going to die tomorrow. Somebody says, I'm sick. I said, you are not sick from God's word. He said, no, I know I'm sick. Like I've given you the story of somebody that said, I'm HIV positive. He never did a test, nor seen a doctor. He just came up and said, with the way I'm smelling. I remember a friend of mine, I think he's exited civil service now. We were in medical school together, you know, and lived with me for a while. You know why he failed? I left him in school. You know why? Because I say, Brad Shirley. That's what he called me in school. He used to call me Brad Shirley. Yeah, until now, that's what he called me. He said, Brad Shirley. He said, my mouth is smelling. I said, but your mouth does not smell. I don't bring it. So no, it's because you cannot perceive. He said, my mouth is smelling. Your mouth is not smelling. Brad Shirley, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know the consequence. And so, when they are talking to probably world drowned, etc. You will not question. Horace in medical school, he went in for an exam. He did not answer any question. You know, there's a strong goal that say my mouth is smelling. That was the reason he failed. Because when he finished from school, you know, he did very well practicing medicine. Probably, you know, I said I left in school. Probably along the line, the stronghold was broken. It's a belief you just carry. Either probably from your family, either from experience. Like some people say, I must just leave Nigeria. Kilo day, I can't prosper in this Nigeria. It's God forsaken. God forsaken. Can't you see everything? You know, I know somebody that relocated because of fear, you know, of kidnapping. I say, you know, when somebody is having strong, you don't have a proven, documented evidence about a thing. And I'm going to die at 40. Why? Everybody in my family, they be there at 40. Do you understand? What is your own document to show you what you're at 40? That's what the devil does. That's stronghold. So it talks about stronghold. Number two, it talks about imagination. Imagine, you see that stronghold is a battle of the mind. When you have stronghold, it's not that they put chains on your leg. No, there's no chain. There's no rope on your neck. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a chain on your mind. There's a rope on your mind. Then, Another area of battle is your imagination. Some people, all that they see is failure. People, all that they see. Some people, all that they see is somebody dying. What do I call it? Imagination. You just sit down, and then you can begin to see that, you know, they're launching you. You know, some people, I don't know whether you met some Christian. Most people, Allah, me man share, but Allah, ori buruku olori. That Allah, eto man share, is a product of your natural mind. You know that what I'm saying to you is that it's possible to be born again, and your mind is not born. You know, in the previous teaching, I made us to see that the next moment that happened to us after salvation is the salvation of our mind. So that's why a Christian might be born again. The mind is yet to be born again. But it's the same dream they are having. And this people that will tell you that Allah me man share, you talk to them. You know that if you dream and say that somebody gave you 2 million, Allah me man share, show me way to align with that. They understand. They understand Allah burukuni. Again, wo re kinika. And it's a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen. How can a Christian be having those kind of dreams? And then they will run to you. He said, "Allow me, man, show a dialogue, but dada." I said, "My friend, get away." As a matter of fact, the way God speaks, you know, to spiritual mind is not through dreams. No, the way God speaks to spiritual mind. See in Romans chapter 8. What do you call it? Inward witness. When you are born again, the most basic way God communicates with you is through the inward witness. Some of you, white garment, we continue from here next week. Hallelujah. So I take it up from here next week by the grace of God. Amen. Praise God. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah.